You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, Wisconsin is a leader in frac sand mining, but that position is being challenged. We'll hear how the booming frac sand industry in Texas could make it difficult for Wisconsin's mines to compete.
First, Foxconn has been everywhere in Wisconsin's news lately. The Taiwanese electronics giant is planning to build an LCD factory somewhere in southeastern Wisconsin. One of the questions raised by the potential development is what demand that factory might make on the resources of Lake Michigan.
Scott Gordon wrote about this issue for WisContext, where he's an associate editor. Scott, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, when I think of electronics and display manufacturing, which this Foxconn thing is, one thing I don't usually think about is water, but it turns out I should. Water is a big deal here.
Yes, it takes a lot of water to fabricate electronics. And, you know, obviously we don't know all the details about what exactly would be happening at this proposed plant, but there's been a lot of talk about manufacturing LCD screens and, you know, fabricating the components is a way different matter environmentally than just, say, you know, assembling components that are made overseas. It would use millions of gallons of water per day, a plant of this scale.
What is all that water actually doing in a plant like this?
Well, one thing that a lot of water gets used for in electronics manufacturing, is just keeping the components pristine. You know, when you're making an LCD screen or, you know, a computer chip or anything, you're essentially kind of layering a bunch of things on top of each other, and you want all of those layers to be clean. So things have to be kind of washed over and over again.
And this is southeastern Wisconsin, right near Lake Michigan. So that theoretically could be a source for all this water.
Yeah, and it seems more than likely that that is where they would try to get it from. They could obviously try to have a high-capacity groundwater well out there, but that would also be very controversial. You know, they would be kind of at odds with surface water needs and farmers and other industries and communities out there if they tried to go the groundwater route.
And again, we're talking about a hypothetical factory. We don't know exactly what it would be doing, but people are trying to guesstimate how much water would be required. What kind of numbers are being thrown around?
Well, I talked to one analyst who's followed the whole kind of displays making world for a long time, and he was estimating something on the order of, you know, 15 million gallons of water per day. And I mean, to put that in perspective, that's, you know, that's around what a modest-sized city uses per day, you know, probably a little more than what the whole city of Racine uses in a day.
Now, I can't just go to the shores of Lake Michigan and start taking out water on a large scale. We have this Great Lakes Compact. What would Foxconn have to do? And I understand it depends exactly where they are, but what would they have to do to get access to that water?
Well, like you said, it depends on where they are. Essentially, there's, you know, a line around the Great Lakes Basin, and where you are in relation to that makes all the difference. If you are squarely within the borders of the Great Lakes Basin, and you know you're a city water utility, then you can access Lake Michigan water if you kind of follow all the requirements that the state lays out, more or less. If you're outside of it, but you're in a county that straddles the basin, you can apply for access, but that requires a whole review, you know, the same thing that the city of Waukesha recently went through, where the governors of the 8 Great Lakes states have to unanimously grant you permission. So, that could be a very complex process. I'm sure that they have that in mind and are going to try to probably locate it in a place that is convenient for that whole water thing and, you know, steers them around the possible, you know, years of wrangling they'd have to do.
That's right. Waukesha, this process, successful, ultimately took years to make it happen. Presumably Foxconn, we're not reading their minds, presumably they're not wanting to start an 8-year process to get access to the water they need to open the factory.
Right. And, I mean, the interesting thing is they want to have this open and running by 2020. And, you know, Waukesha isn't hoping to start turning on the taps for Lake Michigan water until, I think, 2023. And Waukesha is only using, only planning to use about 8.2 million gallons per day. So Foxconn would be using more and getting it a lot sooner, in theory.
There's a bill in the legislature in the works trying to create incentives for Foxconn, including relaxing, apparently, some environmental regulations. would that have an impact on this water question?
Yeah, it would. You know, if they're locating this within the Great Lakes Basin, basically the state would be kind of relaxing a lot of the review requirements that that it would have to go through. And so that's kind of changing something where the state already has some discretion. Again, you know, one state cannot unilaterally change this compact because it's an agreement among eight different states and has, you know, all these other ramifications for the region and, you know, relations with Canada and so forth. But yes, the incentives bill does relax a ton of environmental restrictions that a company would normally have to go through.
Talking to Scott Gordon from WisContext, looking at Foxconn and Great Lakes Water. Foxconn might want to use Lake Michigan water for this proposed factory, this manufacturing plant. Scott, I would think that some water, if used for cleaning off these little screens, some of it could end up being recycled and sent back into the waterways. Is that a possibility?
Yes, it is. And, you know, under the compact, you're supposed to return most of what you're using to the Great Lakes watershed. So obviously there would probably have to be a fair amount of treatment for that to be possible in a case like this. But there would also be undoubtedly some consumptive use, which is, you know, you're going to be taking out more than you're able to just put back, just given the nature of this manufacturing process and how it uses up water. But yeah, that would be, you know, something that they would have to do under the compact to some extent.
You talked to some people who work on conservation issues for the Great Lakes. Are they worried about the amount of water that Foxconn could be pulling out here?
Well, it seems like they are. And it seems like the bigger issue that some people are anticipating is that more companies will come to the Midwest in part because we have this tremendous freshwater resource. You know, the Great Lakes are 1/5 of the surface freshwater available in the world. And if you're a water-intensive industry and you're looking at a world where many parts of the United States and many parts of the world in general are really struggling with the sustainability of water resources, the Great Lakes region is going to look pretty good. So I think just as people were worried about, well, what if there's a bunch of Waukeshas trying to tap into the Great Lakes from outside the basin, there's some concern over what if there are a bunch of Foxconns that want to try to do this.
Right. The idea being, well, if Foxconn gets these exemptions or these regulations relaxed, why can't my electronics manufacturing plant or my bottling company or whatever? There's concern, it sounds like, that this could open the door to a lot more use of Lake Michigan water.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a bit ironic in a historical context because one of the reasons that we have this Great Lakes Compact and you know, all these agreements around the Great Lakes is, you know, kind of the fear of outsiders tapping in and stealing that resource. You know, back in the late 90s, there was a big controversy over this company in Canada that wanted to pump out a bunch of water and ship it to China. And, you know, now we have formidable multinational companies from Asia moving in to use that resource, but by coming to us instead of shipping it out of the region.
So what are you watching for in the future when it comes to the Great Lakes Compact and Foxconn's proposal?
I guess the big, big variable is just precisely where it is. And that's on kind of a minute level when you think about it. You know, when you look at how the basin border kind of runs through Racine and Kenosha counties, where they're thinking of putting this factory, it's tough to guess exactly where it will fall in relation to that. Although, I mean, more than likely, they have to be thinking kind of strategically about that.
Because it could be a case where if I build here, I just need a waiver from the state. If I build two blocks that way, I need all eight governors to sign on.
Exactly.
We'll leave it there for now. Scott, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks very much, Rob.
That was Scott Gordon, associate editor of WisContext. You can find a link to the WisContext piece on Foxconn and the Great Lakes Compact over on the Central Time Facebook page.